The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning. And I find myself unexpectedly kind of quiet and without easy access to words. But they're here, so one of the very interesting things to realize about oneself is that we're not in any fixed way who we are. That who we are is changeable and changing in contexts and situations. And also who we are is a question mark, you know. Who are we? Do we really know who we are from day to day, minute to minute, year to year? To begin, and one of the things about some of us is that we might have a place within, maybe our thinking, that or feeling or some somatic experience that we most associate with who we are. And and when that is thinking, or when that is emotions, but especially thinking, that we might limit ourselves by identifying with ourselves in a particular way, like this is who I am. And so, for example, I think I said this a couple of days ago, that I find that how I think privately to myself is differently than how I would talk out loud to myself. It's like a different part of the brain almost that's working, and so I'm accessing different things. I speak different languages, And I'm a little different personality, or a little different connection to different parts of myself, depending on the languages I speak. It's almost like a little different self. And I've known people who spoke two different languages, and their personality to me was dramatically different in each one. And so I'm saying this as we look at our thinking, our mindful of our thinking, that we have to be very sensitive that we don't overly identify with the thinker, with the way that we're thinking, because then we might overly believe in or participate in or be burdened by the particular thoughts that the thinker has, or the particular attitudes that come along with our thinking, or the particular emotions that the thinking is part of, the ecology that it's part of. So so what I'd like to suggest today is, for those of you who are willing, you can ignore it if you'd like, but to spend this meditation period more as an exercise than as a meditation. And it's an exercise which maybe won't help you be as calm and centered as maybe you can be in meditation, but you'll learn something about yourself that'll support your ability to be mindful, to meditate much better in the future, I hope. So it's a kind of a little stepping aside for a moment to do an exercise for the ongoing growth here. And that is to begin noticing aspects of your thinking that the thinking phenomena, the thinking process, that normally you don't notice. And in particular, to notice the mood, the emotionality of the thinking. What emotions do the thinking come with? What emotions do they come out of? And if you pay careful attention to your thinking, what is the attitude that's behind the words or the images you have, the ideas you're thinking about? What is the mood? What is the emotional quality of it? Is it apprehensive and afraid? Is it harsh? judgmental? Is it kind and supportive, compassionate? How is it? But then the more difficult part of the exercise, maybe, whatever you notice it to be, if it's not particularly supportive for you, doesn't maybe particularly supportive for meditation, call upon a different part of your thinking mind and think in ways that are supportive for meditation. And there's two ways to do it. Either think kind, generous thoughts, be compassionate. The other is to offer yourself meditation instruction. Think instructions. Think about, okay, now do this, now do that. But do it in a gentle, non-harsh way, with a very different attitude than the unhelpful attitude you've noticed that's part of your thinking process. There's not necessarily a meaning that you're jettison how you're thinking or pushing it away, the attitude, but you're bringing in something else into the ecology of the mind. And maybe you're disidentifying with the usual thinking mind that you have. That doesn't have to be you. The authority of how it feels and its attitudes are just an attitude and a feeling and an emotion. It's not like this is the truth, this is really what's happening. So we'll see how it goes. So taking a meditation posture and gently closing your eyes. And it's still valuable to settle in for this exercise. So taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. And as you exhale, relax and settle. Breathing in, relaxing. Breathing in and feeling your whole body. Letting your breathing return to normal. And spend a couple of minutes gently relaxing the body, the face, the shoulders, the chest, the heart center, the belly. And then another couple of minutes of just being simple and centering yourself on the breathing, allowing more things to just settle and quiet, being here. If you would like to do this exercise, allow yourself to think rather than letting go of thoughts. As they occur, just let them be and let the mind think. And notice some of the qualities of that thinking. Is it fast or slow? Is there a lot of energy to think, or is it kind of calm thinking? Are you thinking more in words, or thinking more in images, or a combination? And as you're thinking, are you strongly pulled into the world of thinking? Or can you track yourself thinking? Can you be aware of the momentum of thinking? Aware of what you're thinking about? Aware of how you're thinking. Does your thinking have a location? Is it centered somewhere in the head or the heart, in the forehead, in the brain, back of the brain, front of the brain, the eyes? If it's imagery, are the images centered in front of you? And then as you're sitting here, become aware of any emotion connected to your thinking. Maybe there's a mood or emotional attitude with which it's expressed, or in the middle of it, Or maybe it's propelled by an emotion. What emotion or emotions are connected to your thinking? Sometimes the emotion can be identified by feeling the pressure to think. Is there any pressure to think? And if there is there an emotion connected to that? Sometimes the emotionality might be like the atmosphere or the weather that surrounds a person walking in the countryside. Your thinking might be surrounded by an atmosphere of an emotion, mood, attitude. The emotion might be subtle, just a hint, or might be quite loud, even predominating. Sometimes the fuel or pressure to think comes from the emotions associated with thinking. And if the emotions connected to your thinking doesn't feel supportive for meditation, or it feels like it's the thinking is and the emotions are, you identify with it more than necessary, see if you can now think in a different way. Almost like you're calling upon a different person to speak, leaving the other one alone, but gently, maybe kindly, lovingly, say words about yourself and for yourself here that are supportive and kind. Say supportive words that direct the mind, the attention, to do the meditation practice of mindfulness. If You want to be mindful of the emotions. It's like you're stepping back and with a soft, supportive voice, encouraging yourself with the words or ideas of just feel the emotions. Where are the emotions felt in the body? Are the emotions somehow dynamic in processes? Are they vibrating or changing or shifting in any way? Where in your body do you feel your emotions? So without that kind of instructions, those kinds of thoughts, direct your mindfulness to be present for this other part of you that's doing the thinking, the automatic thinking, and the conscious intentional thinking that you do. Let that be relaxed, easeful. No pressure. But an alternative to being identified with your old way of thinking. And now as we come to the end of this sitting, call upon a voice, the inner way of thinking or imagining, that taps into your capacity for goodwill, well-wishing of others. Perhaps your kindness, perhaps your generosity, perhaps your love and compassion. And imagine that your attention now goes out into the world, concentric circles from where you're sitting, the people near you, people in neighborhoods, and counties, and provinces, all outwards across the continent you're in and around the globe. And think some thoughts with an inner voice. Say words of well-wishing. Speak from your heart, quietly, silently, your care, your well-wishing for others. And experiment with a voice, with an inner thinking, inner way of being that brings forth some of the best qualities that might be available right now. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings be free. Thank you. And while I'm drinking some water here, transitioning for the talk, if some of you'd like to put a few words in the chat about if that exercise was useful for you, if you discovered or learned something about yourself in that process, it'd be kind of nice to read a little bit of that before I give the talk.